So far this year, 14 people have died in boating accidents in North Carolina. The average number of fatalities in a year is 16. Captain Brent Spivey, an enforcement officer with the Wildlife Resources Commission, says the spike is alarming, particularly when most of them could have been prevented by wearing life jackets.
People are not using them. Most of the fatalities have been drownings. They've fallen out of the boat, no life jacket, and they're gone. Most people that go in the water never plan to be in the water.
Anyone under 13 is required by law to wear a life jacket, but it's a judgment call for adults. The other contributing factor to the high rate of deaths this year, alcohol.
People go out in the water and they want a beer, and, you know, that's okay, but you've got to realize what is happening. You know, you're losing your judgment, your action times, just like on the highway. And in the water, you got stressors. You got the sun, the wind, the waves. So two beers very quickly can react to you like six.
This weekend, State Highway Patrol, Alcohol Law Enforcement, and the Wildlife Resources Commission are together launching On the Road, On the Water, a multi-agency initiative targeting impaired drivers with DWI checkpoints not just on area roadways, but near recreational boating areas and on the water. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.